From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Officials at the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation have blocked swimming access at Bishbash Falls. Barriers now block the access point that for decades made it possible to swim at the falls, which straddles the Massachusetts and New York State border. The hiking trails are open, however. Brian Tobin, the Town of Mount Washington Select Board Chair and Acting Police Chief, said, and I quote, "It's always a dangerous place. People ignore all the signage that said no swimming. With the pandemic, the traffic got a lot worse. People were using it as a swimming hole, and that just wasn't a good idea," end quote. Tobin said the state has also built a new parking lot with limited spaces. People can also park at Taconic State Park on the New York side. Tobin says he understands how disappointing it is to those who yearn to swim at Bishbash, but the action taken was absolutely necessary. He said, and I quote, "People always slip and fall. We don't have the resources to police it and keep people out of the water," end quote. The falls, amid the park's gorges and ravine forest, are one of the highlights of the 424-acre Bishbash Falls State Park. In August 2018, a man died after slipping and falling into the water on a Friday evening. It took rescuers 2 days to locate his body. Three deaths in the 1960s prompted the state to patrol the park and prohibit swimming. You can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the May unemployment rate for the Hudson Valley is 2.9%, down from 4.6% in May 2021. Because of the low rate, many jobs are going unfilled and businesses continue to offer higher starting wages and sign-on bonuses. Columbia County had the lowest rate of joblessness in May at 2.4%. Delaware and Greene counties had the highest rate at 3.1%. Ulster and Dutchess counties each had 2.8% unemployment. And you can read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Kathleen Moore is reporting for the Times Union. In a letter to the Albany School District, the New York Civil Liberties Union has alleged the district applied its dress code in a discriminatory manner that may have violated the U.S. Constitution when it disciplined students who wore sports bras at a track practice. The NYCLU asked the district to change its dress code and expunge the suspensions given to 13 athletes last month. The NYCLU made the point that boys were practicing shirtless while the girls wore sports bras, but according to the students, only the girls were told to put on shirts until they complained that it was unfair. The NYCLU wrote, and I quote, "It appears that the district officials have discriminatorily enforced the dress code against the girl athletes, and particularly against black girls and other girls of color, in a manner that reinforces invidious race and sex stereotypes, potentially in violation of the 14th and 1st Amendments to the U.S. Constitution, Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, and corresponding state and local constitutional and statutory protections," end quote. In a written response, Albany School Superintendent Kawita Adams said the students were not punished for wearing sports bras, but for their, and I quote, "inappropriate behavior," end quote, after they were told to put on shirts. She said, and I quote, "None of the student athletes involved in this matter received an athletic suspension because of their attire, or because they expressed disagreement with portions of our student code of conduct that reference dress code," end quote. The NYCLU wrote the school dress code is also in the wrong, asking the district to, and I quote, "revise its dress code to eliminate provisions that reflect and reinforce gender stereotypes," end quote. Changes to the district code of conduct, which includes the dress code, will be reviewed by the school board on July 7th and a vote taken on July 21st. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice week.